and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Sunday of the 30th week in Ordinary Time. And from Germany, we hear from Sister Kirsten Marie Beretz, a Dominican sister of Ehrenberg. Sister Kirsten Marie teaches high school in Vecta, and her preaching today is entitled, What Do You Need Today?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus and his disciples and the large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stood still and said, Call him here. And they called the blind man, saying to him, Take heart, get up, he is calling you. So, throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, What do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, My teacher, let me see again. Jesus said to him, Go, your faith has made you well. Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. A good sister does not have any needs. And I guess this sentence is true for all good moms and dads on earth. Sometimes in life, others need more attention than you, and you have to take care of them. These times might lead to postponing one's own needs, sleeping less, giving more love than one receives, and so on. But on the other hand, we all know that behavior like this does not work forever. Everybody has needs, and nobody, even sisters or parents or whoever, can live without taking care of their personal needs. The time comes when you need the attention of others, when you need a good rest, when you need a lovely time outside in the woods just to enjoy. So, the needs are quite different, and what is helpful for one person does not fit another person. Freedom is important for one person, for another, love and being seen. One person likes spending time with others, for another, it is important to enjoy silence and being alone. And nothing is better than the other thing. At the same time, nobody knows what they really need in that moment. Of course, sometimes people might have an idea, but even very close people do not exactly know what's going on right now. Therefore, everybody is responsible for his or her personal needs. This means that everyone can demand the right to express their own needs. Jesus knows all that and takes it seriously. We can imagine that he already knew what Bartimaeus would ask him because it is obvious that a blind person does not have many possibilities to shape his own life. And what would make more sense to ask for healing? But the Son of Man respects the beggar and asks first. He does not heal the blind man but asks him, What do you want me to do for you? In my opinion, that means that Jesus respects Bartimaeus in total as a person. He's not just a handicapped person that needs help. He's a free child of God who has the right to articulate his wish. Moreover, he has the right to decide if and when he wants to be healed. And so are we. It does not matter if you are old or young, if you are smart or not, full of energy or weak. Jesus respects us as images of God, and as such, we are free, and we are free to say what we need and what we want him to do for us. Even though he already knows what is best for us, he respects our freedom. Sometimes in life, that means that we carry some heavy loads longer than necessary. Sometimes in life, it means that we could be lighter, happier, and more satisfied way earlier in life. But it seems important as free people that it is up to us to get to know what we need and ask Jesus for help. Then he will be there, more than happy to support us. Before we ask, He respects our freedom as images of God and as his friends.